video at my.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to youcanruninternational.com. That's youcanruninternational.com and find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links, and check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is September 27th, Thursday, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. We are broadcasting live out of the Institute of the Constitution.
That's right.
In Maryland.
In the National Pro-Life Radio Studios.
Pretty cool place.
Very cool
place. Yeah, and we
very
appreciate
cool
you guys, just so we just wanted to give you a high five. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you'd like to be one of my friends on Facebook, Bradley Dean on Facebook. Again, that is Bradley Dean on Facebook. That's double E. Or if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Now, as, well, per yesterday, I said if you'd like to be a part of today's show, please give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. I just wanted to make sure everybody stood corrected. Due to the fact that I didn't believe that we had lines coming into the studio. Therefore, that explains why we didn't get any phone calls yesterday.
I was a believer, but I was wrong.
There is no condemnation to those that have phone lines going
into
the radio program.
That's for sure.
I just wanted to make that clear.
I got to get something figured out on that, because that is my fault.
It is your fault. But we're good. We're in Maryland doing tea parties right now. And yesterday we were actually in Hagerstown.
That's right.
In Maryland.
And
what's interesting about these, we've got five of them to do, friends. And in the process of this, we get here, and I got, 9 hours of sleep in 2 days. And then Jake says we got to drive an hour and a half. No condemnation.
Well, not we, but you.
Don't bring me 20 hours away from home and then tell me to drive an hour and a half. Yes.
But it is close in relation to Minnesota. At least we didn't have to drive from Minnesota to Hagerstown.
That's true, but I don't think I'd be doing that five times in a week. What do you think?
I would hope not.
Okay.
Well,
so your synopsis,
Liberty,
your take.
Last night we were at in Hagerstown, like Bradley said. It's in Washington County. And we were doing this. It was in collaboration with the Washington County GOP Club. A lot of great folks, and it was a very good event.
Collaboration or cooperation?
I think it's collaboration. To collaborate?
Okay.
Collaboration.
All right. Well, you're going to have to do a little homework.
I am.
Because tomorrow I'll probably correct you on that as well. But that's okay. It'd
be a good way to start that show.
I love it.
We should start every show with correcting Jake.
Well, that's how it goes here.
Corrections of Jake.
And I think people like that banner.
Hopefully.
Anyway,
so. Hopefully I don't screw this up. But I know if you go to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, you have to type in the when you go to the search bar. The Sons of Liberty on Facebook. We have posted all of our pictures. You can see Bradley speaking. Robert Brodus actually brought us out with the Protect Marriage Maryland. He's also with the Maryland Society of Patriots. There's pictures up there. You know, we had some great folks show up. There's actually a picture, and I'm 6'2". I'm not a shorty by any means. But I took a picture next to Brad and a gentleman named Jim, I believe was his name.
Mm-hmm.
And I was short.
He was
in that
a big
picture.
Brother.
Yes.
It's like, man, dude, what do you eat, people? And what's interesting is I said, how tall are you? He said, 6'5".
Yeah.
I said, I'm 6'5". He goes, I know, I'm looking at you eye to eye. And I said, wow, I'm that big?
The difference was, is your hair is down to your waist. His wasn't. His name was Bill. I stand corrected on that. Bill Bigelow, yes, out there at the GOP club in Hagerstown. But I think, how did it go? I think it went very well. I think there was conviction in the room. A lot of times, folks, we get so caught up in what we're doing and how we're doing it right that we leave off the next generation. I think the point got brought across. There was also a whole bunch of veterans in that room willing to get up and do it
again. By the way, Bill was one of them veterans, man that was 6'5". And when he had come up to me, he had tears in his eyes. And he said, actually, his wife came over to me and she said, can my husband take a picture of you?
Yeah.
And then with you. And so I turn around and I'm thinking, well, why didn't you just ask? You're big enough to ask. You know, it reminds me of when we were at the NAMM show in California a couple years ago. I was walking, this guy was saying, get out of the way, get out of the way. And he looked at me and he said, you can do whatever you want.
Move, move, move. You can do whatever you want.
But this guy, you know what's interesting, friends? I don't know what it is, but when I do events, it seems like without fail, the people that come up to me happen to be police officers. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, for those that know my history, understand that my grandpa was the sheriff of Wright County in the state of Minnesota. And my brother's a part-time cop. And I have friends that are cops all over the place. State troopers in Minnesota, outside of Minnesota, investigators. I don't know what it is. I said to him, Bill, why is it that every time I do one of these events, the person that comes over to me is a police officer? And he said, it's because of your stature. He said, you have a military stature. That's what he said to me. Mm-hmm. So I took that as a compliment. I said, thank you. I said, so in other words, are you trying to say that I'm a stud?
Mm-hmm. What did he say?
He didn't say anything. I said, that's what my wife tells me. When they pause for a minute I say, well, that's what my wife said. So do you agree with her?
What was George Washington, like 6'4", right?
Yeah, and he was considered a tall man. The average height of a man back in the during the Revolution was 5'7".
So he was bound to lead something, as Benjamin Franklin said.
That's right.
The people, I think, too, another thing to bring to point is those people that come up and speak to you, they're people that want justice. They're people that work in law. And so they want to see justice done.
They're also people that are appreciative of the fact that we're acknowledging their family's sacrifice in the military. Mm-hmm. And my message, of course, is always to bring about the price paid so the younger generations have a reason to live.
That's right.
And we wonder why the nation is filled with, our prison systems are filled with younger people, why our kids, our younger generations, and when I say kids, I don't always, and I'm not saying that in a demeaning sense, I'm always talking about the younger generation, 18 to 31, and in some cases I'm talking about the 14 to 31 demographic as well. So in saying that, once we begin to express that there was a price paid, them veterans there are seeing the fact that I'm high-fiving their sacrifice, and I'm telling them that sacrifice for us already, you've done your job, now it's our turn to do our job, but we have to educate the next generation behind us that there was a price paid, and you paid it.
That's right. You know, and another thing, too, to that, and folks, and you can see the videos on this. We took video, just little video snippets. It was taken at this event. You can see where the anointing is and the response of the people, and I encourage you to be a part of it. Follow along with us. We have another one going on tonight, and the next night, we've got two of them. So stay tuned with us and keep up to us on Facebook, The Sons of Liberty on Facebook. Like it, become a friend, and we'll keep you in the loop.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
www.thewearegold.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, one of the points that I wanted to make with Bill, the man that was 6'5",
yes,
he was probably close to 300 pounds. I kid you negative. He was a veteran. After my message, he comes up to me, and he says, "That was me that you were talking about." Now, as I always share with the American people and those that listen to me, that when we take the time to express gratitude, which goes further than just our lip service, into our actions, without fail, they come up and they want to tell you their story.
Yeah.
Because nobody's ever taken the time to thank them for their sacrifice in the ratification of the Constitution, which I rhetorically say on this radio program, and I'm never not going to say it. Because that's the life of freedom. That's the price of freedom needs to be blown into the ears of the American people. And when they begin to understand that it was their family members that laid down their all for the ratification of the Constitution to give us the freedom that we have through their redemption, their blood, their sacrifice, that's when people are going to stand up. And Bill came up to me, and he had tears in his eyes, and he was choked up, and he started crying. Now, when you're listening to a man that's 63, 4 years old crying because he's so grateful that someone actually acknowledged his sacrifice, I said to him, "I'm so happy that I can be a part of joy in your life." And it reminds me of the word where it says that the word came in much affliction, but with joy in the Holy Ghost. Through his sacrifice, he's actually receiving joy because of the gratitude and the honor laid to his sacrifice.
Amen.
And once we begin to do that to the older generation, then they're going to turn back to the younger generation. And is it backwards? Yes, it's backwards. The older generation should be sowing into the younger generation, and there's a huge breach there. We need to get rid of that breach. And the way that we get rid of that breach is we show the younger generation the sacrifice of the older generation, and we show the responsibility to the older generation, the younger generation, that it was their call that they came into the world in the first place. It wasn't the younger generations. So it's work, but it's a process. But you see the unification, you see a healing, you see a mending of ways between the older and the younger generation once you begin to talk about the sacrifice. And I think some of these people yesterday, I don't think just some of them, you could have heard the pin drop in the room again.
Yep.
I think it was just a PowerPoint by the Holy Ghost. And it's a thank you from the younger generation to the older generation for what they did for us. But we always point our finger back that the ultimate sacrifice came through the Son of God, and his name is Jesus Christ, the captain of our salvation, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the man of war. Mm-hmm. And once we remind them of that, guess what they do? Amen.
Yep.
Amen. I mean, you're hearing this from an older generation that just thinks there's no sense. But these people in Hagerstown, Maryland, we're so thankful that someone came in there and gave them a message. And again, I'm not adding merit to my life. I have none. It's all Christ. I'm not living under my purposes. I'm living under him who died for me. And in the process of doing that, it's an awesome place to be when you can bring joy to a people and educate them. Not just discipline them, but also educate them through discipline. And they, in many cases, have the discipline, but the younger generation needs the education, and we have to do that. And that's what the Sons of Liberty are doing.
Yep. And the younger generation won't become disciplined unless they have that education. And there's two verses that
are I'm sorry to interject, but the way that they are educated is when you show them the sacrifice. You don't have to force them anymore. They want to know what they magnified. And when you read the oath taken by the veterans, they swear to war against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me God. They're swearing an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States against all enemies. And once you begin to do that, you're not only strengthening your country, because what you're doing is you're putting the pith and the marrow, the heart of freedom, in their hearts, and they'll fight all enemies, both domestic and foreign. And there's such a plethora of things that take place in these meetings, and it's awesome. And this isn't a Bradley word, but it's a wonderful experience to see the response and so many different responses from people all over the country. But, folks, without fail, if you want us to come to your state and do these events, listen, we're doing five at a time pretty much, and we've been in five different states over the last 6 weeks doing nonstop tea parties and events. If you want us to come, it's amazing the response given. And I think Robert Brodus, who is a man, a righteous man, a young man, a good-looking man, a studly man. I'm saying that because he's going to buy me dinner tonight, because I'm going to tell him.
He's definitely
got to
be listening.
No, but you know what? He's willing to take the shots for the state of Maryland.
Yes.
And I'm telling you what, Maryland is under attack by the 10 that the American people think it's in the ranks and in the huge numbers that the media continues to contrive and fabricate, which in fact is untrue in every sense of the word.
Yeah.
That's another story.
There's not legions of them. They've strategically infiltrated.
That's all it is.
Right now they have a completely pro-gay governor. And they also have a legislature, which they think is going to yield to what they're looking for. And folks, the people are
legislatures.
Yes.
Lawmakers.
The lawmakers.
Well, what happens, Jake, when they set their laws against the Republic and against the God that gave the Republic?
Of course, they're not laws.
You're going to have war.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they're not laws. They're unlawful. And they need to be dealt with just like criminals are dealt with. A wise son maketh a glad father. And I'm thinking of when these veterans that you're talking about, like Bill and others that were in the room, they come up and they're so happy that this message went out. Somebody actually had respect into the redemptive sacrifice that they gave. And that's exactly like Christ when he said, a wise son maketh a glad father. He was making his father glad by exalting his father's sacrifice, namely God, to send his own son. And it's the same thing we're doing here. It's completely biblical.
And we start out in the natural, just like Christ did in the natural. And what's awesome about it
is Christ owns the natural.
Totally. When you tell these veterans and they're honored with their sacrifice, and then you take it a step further after that and say, Christ did that for you, man, the honor they just received, they gladly lay at the feet of the Christ when they understand.
Yep.
And that's how they do understand. It's through experience and by the Spirit of God.
And this, if the younger generation doesn't understand that redemptive sacrifice, John the Baptist came and he preceded Christ, and his objective was to turn the hearts of the fathers to the sons, the sons to the fathers. Why? Because society at that time was breached. You had a gap between the two. One understood what the other didn't understand, and the other didn't understand what the one understood. So there's a confliction constantly because they were on two separate playing fields. And that's exactly what this message does. It goes to the next generation and says, you aren't forgotten about. Somebody did care about you. They laid down your life for you. Now, what's that going to do to your behavior? Mm-hmm. Well, the young person says, obviously, change. Then you go to the older generation.
Because they wouldn't want to do anything to offend that sacrifice.
That's right.
Right.
And you go to the older generation, and you say to the older generation, do you realize that the younger generation doesn't even even understand the sacrifice. You think all these kids are trashing everything you gave, and on, you know, on surface value, that's exactly what's happening. But because they don't know the price.
And on top of that, you have an administration that wants to teach the next generation to trample their sacrifice. Yep. I mean, let's take it to the natural. Even so much that they are going after their own military, this administration is going after the American military to shut down their vote against this corrupt administration.
That's right.
So you have an administration and a small minority of people in this country that want to teach through the colleges and through education to trample the sacrifice. And those are the people that the American people should know better as to deal with them and cut them off in the beginning of their transgression rather than to find out if they really mean what they say. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you what, through the education system, they mean what they say.
Yes,
and they're continuously and incrementally and slowly but surely taking ground because of the tolerance of the right.
Well, yeah, and you look at
the law-abiding citizen.
No Child Left Behind comes in a supposedly right-leaning administration, which gives the authority that then a liberal, communist, socialist administration comes in and utilizes, and they've escalated this. It's moving very rapidly right now in the education system. Obama said it best, and I can't even reword this any better. He said, what we're dealing with right now in this election is two fundamentally different visions for our country.
He's talking about the foundations, friends.
That's exactly what he's talking about. And he's not even, I don't even think he's referring to Romney, because Romney's not too far after Obama in a lot of things. But the point is, what Obama's saying is, it's my vision for America, me and my minions, and it's America. And they're two fundamentally different thoughts and outlooks. And I want to continue on mine, and we need to forget the old.
Yeah.
And the old is you, folks. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah,
we need to forget you.
Let me tell you, in essence, what he's saying, Jake. He's saying to the younger generation, we need to overthrow old way of thinking. We need to overthrow the Constitution of the United States. And, folks, that's exactly what he's doing if you let him.
Yep. And look at the means that he's doing it. You've seen the Occupy protesters. Folks, he wants that and more than that.
Yeah.
Because it's the only way to
Let me ask you that. Who's in agreement with him? The radicals that advocate abortion, homosexuality.
They hate life. They hate the family.
And Muslims.
Yep. And they hate America.
So why don't you think about that?
So would you tie your horse with...
And you have the state-run media going hook, line, and sinker along with what's going on to help overthrow.
Yep.
But again, the numbers aren't there, friends.
That's right.
But he is going to be reelected if the American people stand down and tolerate it.
That's right.
It's all contrived. It's all fabricated, friends. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to keep talking about some of these issues that took place in Hagerstown, Maryland, just yesterday. I think the next thing we need to kind of hit on is, what do you think of that reporter? Should we bring that up?
Oh, I would love to.
I think the people need to hear this.
And
this
is pictures.
Good stuff, she drove an hour just to see
over,
me.
Yeah, well over.
By the way, I thought she was a little sweetie.
Yeah.
But she was a leftist socialist, and we're going to have to hit that issue when we come back.
She works for one.
But we did love on her.
Yes.
All right, socialist. That's what I did say.
Yes.
All right, we'll be right back.
She works for one.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Through tomorrow only, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale through tomorrow only. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Well, we're halfway through the show already. Time flies, especially when you're having a good time. You know, it's interesting. One of the points that I wanted to make really quick, and we'll get to this reporter in just a second here, but we just found out, it was on, what, June?
Yeah.
What's this president in Leon Panetti? The Department of Defense, former head of the CIA, want to detain American citizens? Doesn't anybody think this is a little strange?
Well, yeah.
And a federal judge had to stand up and say, oh, no, you don't.
Go ahead, sure. Well, this is a perfect example.
We got to get back to the reporter, but I did want to highlight this due to the fact that we're talking about this administration.
Yes.
And we're seeing tons of people across this country stand up and say, oh, no. As I've shared with people so often, there's an underlying flow going on under what the state-run media is trying to perpetuate and promulgate and proclaim, and it's all false.
Yeah.
But the people across this country, friends, are standing up. I never put my hope there. I put my hope in Christ.
Amen.
But I'm seeing people all across this country saying there is no king but King Jesus. This is our country.
That's right.
And if anybody wants to come in and try to attack our country and our citizens, people are going to respond. I told this reporter, as a matter of fact, yesterday, you can only oppress a people for so long before there's going to be some form of retaliation.
Yeah.
And you're already seeing the retaliation in the hearts and minds of the American people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so here we are.
It's even like Jefferson said in the Declaration of Independence, after a long train of abuses, he said,
that's right.
Human nature teaches that people will receive abuses to a certain point.
Yeah.
And oftentimes it comes when it starts to affect your family and it starts to bleed into everything that you do in culture right now. We've been duped and tricked because of our gigantic lines of credit, folks, but that's drying up very fast right now. Many of you have experienced it. Pretty soon there's nothing gonna for us to be able to fall back on and say, well, I can just forget about that and distance myself from what's going on.
And you're not going to be able to do that because at length you're going to be subservient to a foreign nation, and obviously that's been contrived.
Yeah, and even if that foreign nation is right in the office right now, this administration is a foreign nation right now assaulting the American people.
Yeah.
NDAA, this bill that supposedly passed, and the Senate and Republicans and Democrats all going right along with it.
Interesting. Listen to that carefully. Explain that, Jay. Mm-hmm. Your representatives passed this bill through to detain American citizens against their will.
That's right.
Why would they do something like that?
Exactly. Why would they do something? Look at this administration, which we just brought before. Okay, you've got a conservative, quote-unquote, administration. Brings in the authority like the Patriot Act and like No Child Left Behind.
Which is un-Patriot Act, the
completely.
Act of tyranny. Yes.
But it comes in under the, we're going to secure everything, we're going to help you. That's always, it's the opposite meaning.
Yep.
It's
they
totally
communism.
They create
the chaos and then they come in play. The vigilante, per se.
And then once that authority is left on the table, you get a new administration on the other side of the pendulum that's going to come in and radicalize everything using the authority that the last administration set up for it. In this NDAA, you have checks and balances in our government system, as I brought up before. You have a court system which is able to protect and secure the constitutional rights of the citizens in America. So if the legislative branch gets out of control and the executive branch goes along with it, the judges can say, stop, you have no authority in this situation. Against the federal government, mind you, it was never meant to be against the state governments until the Incorporation Clause. But this federal judge, she stood up and said, listen, you are not going to extend your powers to indefinite detention. These are the indefinite detention provisions in the NDAA. You're not going to extend your powers unless, this is a Supreme Court justice out of the District of New York, unless it has a direct correlation to 9/11.
That's right.
They wanted to open this up and say, well, you know, 9/11's over. We've used that scarecrow already.
That's right. That's right.
Let's keep this open-ended. Let's not be limited in any way, shape, or form as a federal agency. The contrary to what our founders did, everything they did in the Constitution was to limit the federal government.
Okay, I want to interject this, but I want you to come back to your point. Now, just play this out, okay? We're on bunny trails here.
Yeah.
Contending it's America that needs to do the changing, says the Muslim world. A representative of the U.S.-based Council of American Islamic Relations told Iranian television that violent protesters in the Middle East are reacting to a war on Islam waged by the U.S. Now, what's happening? Let me ask you the question, friends. Who's waging the war?
Exactly.
And what have we said time and time and time again? What they're saying is probably true.
Yeah.
But when you have representatives in the United States blaming the American people,
yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I completely.
You're already seeing the same totalitarian tactics.
Mm-hmm.
They pull your face, or they pull your hair, they smack your face, and they cry the victim.
Yeah.
Now, remember what I said in previous shows? That foreign countries hate this country for what you allow your representatives to do in their countries.
Mm-hmm.
And what do? They go over there and they incite that if either you agree with their ideology or else what we'll do is we'll just send in our military and overthrow your little countries that have no chance to stand up against us. And then what happens, that comes back home to us.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, you're only going to attack so many times and let your leaders attack foreign countries so long before you're going to see what you're going to see.
That's exactly
and you're
right.
Seeing it.
And you know what? And this is true historically speaking. Great Britain did that to the American colonies. It got to the point where they said enough is enough. And nobody thought Britain could be overtaken in the world. France couldn't do it. Nobody could do it.
Yeah, it seems to me that our representatives are not even inadvertently, if you look at it for what it is, but they're inciting hatred towards this country to raise up war.
That's right.
On both ends.
Yep.
And then at length create the chaos and again bring in the new order.
That's right.
And that's exactly, I mean, listen, you got the Iranian president, friends. I want you to listen, saying the exact same thing President George Bush said over 202 times from the presidential pulpit. That's not weird. That's a reality.
Mm-hmm.
And not, he just did this yesterday. Yep. He's calling for a new world order. Wait. I thought you were our enemy. And you're saying the same things that a president 1, 2, 3, 4 presidents ago was inciting a new world order. And how do they create that new order? They create the chaos.
Lots of chaos.
Yeah, and I need to keep reiterating that to the people until they figure it out. So when they see the chaos, they say, wait a second, is Hitler sending out his brown shirts again? That's right, friends. He's inciting it, and he's there to come in and basically play the savior.
And the more and even more frightening part,
government's the answer. Remember,
is when you have foreign, supposed foreign enemies, that their governments are doing the same thing to their people that our government is doing to ours.
Yeah.
It doesn't get any plainer when Obama is accusing the American people that they need to change. Yeah. We need to do things different.
Yeah.
And then you have
Muslims, as he attacks Christians.
That's right.
As this administration attacks Christians throughout the country,
Christians and family,
and patriots. That's exactly right. He's over there defending the enemies supposedly has.
Yeah.
Who's creating them enemies? I asked the Muslim world the same thing. Who's creating those enemies?
Right.
America, who's creating those enemies? Because they're in their country. Let them stay in their country. They can do what they want. In our country, listen, they're afforded asylum here, but they're ruled by the laws of our republic, like it or not. And they're not going to come over here and just push the American people around and say, you know what, we just can't have you talking out against who we are. Wait a second. Are we in your country or are you in ours? Because I know that if we go over into a Muslim country and they find out that you're Christian, they want your
head on a platter.
More than your skin in the game, they want your head in the game.
Yeah, it's not going to change on their end. And when you see, America would never accept a totalitarian rule of a Muslim.
No, that's why they're. But Jake, that's why they're perpetuating the use of fear.
Yeah.
Only to intimidate.
Well, and if
and folks, never take counsel from your fears, because these colors don't run. It's time to stand up.
Mm-hmm. You can't be bold unless you are righteous. But back to the point of, we would never follow a Muslim ruler. But here you have this administration, who literally echoes the Muslim ideology.
Madonna just said
it. Protects it.
Yeah.
And you have crackpots like Madonna. She really is a crackpot. Yeah. She's missing something up there. Cuckoo.
Oh, no, she just morally corrupt is what she is.
That's right.
Yeah.
She knows, you know, who does Obama party with? He's got all sorts of rock stars and movie stars that he's bringing to the White House. She gets up and says,
of the base,
we have
sort of
the
course.
First Muslim president in the White House.
Yeah. She admitted it.
I didn't hear MSNBC come up and say, well, you're accusing the president of being a Muslim. They're finally saying, well, maybe it is.
MSNBC,
pull it all out.
The state-run media, they're just the useful idiots that Vladimir Lenin talked about, because they're just using them to, as Vladimir Lenin said, socialism precedes communism. Mm-hmm. And then at end, the communists get rid of this useful idiots that implemented communism through socialism.
Yep.
So it all catches up. You can't sell the truth or kiss the truth, friends, and not expect at length to hang yourself like Judas did.
You abandon your defense. You completely abandon your defense when you sell the truth. Because
and keep in mind, Jesus was he was actually betrayed with a kiss. Never forget that, friends. Just like politicians, they kiss you all the day long as they're betraying you if you allow them.
That's
and there is a distinction between politicians and statesmen. Politicians work for special interests. Statesmen work for we the people.
The people and representing the state.
And those are the people that the state-run media is always attempting to vilify and demonize are those the ones that are really standing up for you, America.
That's the new enemy, which shows you what they're all about. They're obviously the enemy in your midst. Back to Obama, just for a second, I had a thought.
We got to get to the reporter.
I think I actually lost that thought, so let's move on to the reporter.
No, you were talking about the federal judge said no to Leon and Barack. Yeah,
that's right. She says no, and so then they come back to her and they really press her. They give her, you know, because they got the pulpit, they got the presidential pulpit where they can put pressure on judges. She stands up and said, "No, I was very clear in what I was saying."
Yeah, what didn't you hear the first time? But you're dealing with a lawless people once again.
They don't quit.
They're not listening to the laws of the republic. They intend to overthrow the laws of the republic, and the way that they do that is through lawlessness. Hello.
You know,
I mean, this is news yesterday all over the country. Yeah. The serial liar in the White House.
Yes, because that's what he is.
Yes.
You know, and at length, when Judas betrayed Christ, Judas lost all hope because he betrayed the truth. And what did Judas do? He killed himself. And
yes,
that's exactly what happens. When you betray truth, you have no defense.
Yep.
So all the useful idiots
judgment
say
falls.
This, that's exactly what happens right afterwards.
He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake. We got one more segment coming up on the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. And Jake, you got
to
stick, you know,
stick to the topic
here, dude, and get back over to this
all
reporter.
These frills keep
she was a
everywhere.
Sweet little thing.
Yeah.
She was a very cool girl. There was an anointing, and the power of the Holy Ghost was there. And she actually asked to buy one of my comic books.
Ooh.
I wonder if she got out of that.
Well,
we'll
see
find
it on
out
Facebook.
Soon enough. Yes. Be right back.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Okay, I promise what's going to happen here is Jake's going to stick to topics.
That's right.
All right.
I'm moving on now from that last one.
Let's go back to Hagerstown.
Yes. It's about an hour and a half from D.C., roughly. Let's see here. It's about 72 miles. It's a long jump.
Interestingly enough, the first thing that I wanted to take notice of, course, was Arlington Cemetery. Mm-hmm. We have to visit it. I always visit it. And I go up to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier because I always want to remind myself that, listen, I need to stay focused as to why I do what I do in the natural and in the spiritual, like the Puritans used to study, was the five wounds of Christ. Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, that's something, too. Discipline can focus you so much, but when your heart is really trying to get out of the discipline, you lose focus.
Once you see the sacrifice, there's no cost too great to live out what they died for.
Yeah, and ultimately, I mean, that's the grace that the New Testament is talking about all the time. That's the quickening. It's when you see that sacrifice. You are overpowered, folks. You literally will. When you concentrate on the sacrifice, and when you concentrate on that redemptive spirit, you are literally quickened. You are overcome by a spirit that's outside of yourself.
Yeah.
No different than, I mean, it reminds me of when I had my first child. Something came on me and through me that I couldn't have done myself, never in a million years. It just instantaneously changed me once my son came.
Yeah.
So back to this, and I think that this girl, this reporter that you're talking about, and I'm hoping she received this, because every reporter that reports on this ministry, they're still listening. Yeah. They're still deep down inside, there's a human being in there.
Yep.
And God created that human being with a sense of right and wrong and a conscience. Mm-hmm. And no human being wants to feel like they're a stooge and they're being used. But when you listen to the message in truth, that's exactly what you come back with.
And nobody wants to be that stooge.
No way.
Yeah.
So you have to make a choice to either say, you know what Bradley was saying, I didn't like it, but it was true. So either A, I'm going to continue being a stooge and be used,
yep.
or B, I'm just going to change.
A useful idiot.
That's right. Yeah. Useful idiot.
And that's not demeaning. That's what Vladimir Lenin said about him.
Yep.
Yeah.
And remember what we talked about, it, being an idiot, you're less, your capabilities, your mental capabilities, your mental capacity is lower than most.
Yeah.
So, but you choose to put yourself there when we talk about useful idiots.
Yeah.
This young gal comes up. So I'm walking back because I forgot something in the car, and I'm coming back in. There's a young gal. She was pretty short, and another gentleman walking. And
she was really short.
And so they're walking down the hallway, and I'm like, so, oh, are you going to the, where are you headed? And she said, I'm headed to the conference. I'm like, oh, cool. Well, so am I. You can just come with me. So we're walking. And I said, so what brings you out here? Where are you from? She said, I'm from Washington, D.C. I was like, wow, it's a far drive. So what brings you out here? And she said, oh, I'm a reporter. I said, oh, okay, cool.
Let me guess.
That's great. Well, why don't you keep coming with me? So we're walking, and her husband's trailing behind. And I said, so, you know, who are you a reporter for? She said, oh, I'm with the American Independent.
Yeah.
And I said to her, oh, okay, great. So what brings you out here? I mean, why? Oh, I just wanted to check things out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, come on and check things out. So we get in there and put her down. And, you know, she's kind of paying attention to stuff, and her husband's kind of paying attention to stuff. All of a sudden, Bradley gets up there, and she jumps right up and starts taking pictures.
Yep. I knew it was coming. Like, I just didn't know where or what.
So
she,
like,
didn't seem to have an interest
in the four other speakers.
Yeah.
But anyway, so there goes the pictures. And then I noticed, too, when you were speaking, she was writing and taking notes and things like that. And still, at this point,
looking for one thing, and what she was looking for was because what they're talking about, one of the topics is the homosexual marriage issue going on in the state of Maryland right now. And so what I said to the guy that actually called us down here is I said, listen, I'm just going to feel it out and see what happens here because I'm not going to just come in here and talk out from my head. God speaks to the heart, not the head.
Yeah.
And I want to flow. So let me just kind of check out what's going on here and just kind of feel out the crowd. And once I start to gather what I need to talk about, I'm going to talk about it. So what I did is start talking about the price of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And once I started talking about the price of freedom, obviously you know what happens. Mm-hmm. The Holy Ghost falls.
It's anointing.
Yep. And that's exactly what took place. So she didn't get what she was looking for, and I know what she was looking for. She's looking to verify what other bloggers, the baser sort, have contrived.
Mm-hmm.
And that just didn't happen.
That's right.
And it never did happen. So.
And there's like a compassion side. Not granted.
There was.
She put herself in the position to work for a company like this.
Yep.
And what happens though is that she's just being used, like you said.
She is.
They're sending her. You drive the 3 hour round trip out there to Hagerstown. If you get stuck in traffic, it might be four. You drive that trip out there, and this is what you're going to go for, and this is what you're going to get.
Yeah.
But when she got there, I think she got something completely different.
She talked to her for
20 minutes.
But, Jake, it always happens that way because when reporters come out, the first thing they say, this isn't what we expected. Well, of course it isn't, because hopefully you're not as foolish to believe what the bloggers report. The bloggers are an absolute joke.
Mm-hmm.
And to even give any credibility there tells me that your brains are in someone else's head.
Oh, and that's a terrible
And I have
place
no
to
time
be.
For that. And so what happened is after the event, she just comes up to me and says, can I talk to you for a minute? And I just said, well, what is it that you need to know? And she just brought it up. She goes, what do you mean redemption versus condemnation? I said, well, when I'm talking about redemption, I want people to understand that I'm a sinner saved by grace, just like any other person that's saved by grace. And it doesn't matter. You don't compartmentalize sins and say, well, this sin is greater than this sin, and you can't commit that sin, and it's okay to commit that sin. Well, no, you can't pick and choose sin. I want to be forgiven of all my sin. I want to be forgiven for everything that I did to put Christ and my sin upon the shoulders of the Son of God. I want to be forgiven of all of that. And when I see that the King is willing to send his Son to redeem mankind unto himself, it shows me how much he does really love me. Hereby perceive we the love of God, that he laid down his life for us, that we ought to lay down our lives for others. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a propitiation for our sins, a sacrifice or an appeasement for our sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Listen, if he saved me, he can save anybody. And I had to give her the distinction between condemnation, in other words, just saying, you know what, you're going to hell, you're going to hell, you're going to hell. I said, that's not what this is about at all. Mm-hmm. Everybody has to make the choice.
That's right.
And Scripture tells us that I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I set before you life and death, both blessing and cursing, therefore choose life. I said, everybody has a choice to make, because there is heaven and there is hell. There is no in-between. And so once I started to explain that to her, it just became real apparent that there was an anointing there. And she really was a cool, little, sweet girl that was sitting there talking to me with her husband. And before she left, she said, can I have one of your, how much is it for one of your comic books? Because I shared with her the comic book. Mm-hmm. And I told her Danny Bulinata did that, and he used to work for Marvel and DC Comics. And she said, I really love comic books. And I said, you know what? You take a comic book, and you just tell me what you think. That's all I care about. And I said, by the way, I don't care what you write about me. I said, you tell the people that are looking to try to create me to be something that I'm not, you tell them people that I've been fighting for them, and I love them enough to fight for them, because I'm not going to stand back and look at a people complain about what they tolerate. Yeah. Because there is the war. Therein lies the war. And I had to share with her, Jake, and I had to share with her friends, that I am dealing with radicals all the time. And I said, there, at times, I have to get in the ring and put up my dukes. And if you're going to throw a pop at me, rest assured this boy that won city in boxing is going to get in the ring with you sooner or later. And that's exactly what I told her. And then once I begin to tell her and dissect things taken out of context through the bloggers, then what happens is it discredits their outfits.
That's right.
And
if
that's
they ever had any credit
to.
In the first
place. Yes. And so regardless of what she writes or regardless of what she does, you know what? I just had the opportunity to be a window to this individual from heaven again. And that's all that matters to me. Mm-hmm. And I told her, I said, when you go back, you tell every one of those outfits, anytime you want to get a group of people, I don't care if you have a stadium filled with people that hate my guts through misrepresentation, I will get up there and I will talk to them so they can know me for themselves, just like you right now are finding out what they said is not true. Mm-hmm. And I'm not there to try to sit there and try to pull away or discredit liars. No, my life is going to expose them for who they are.
Truth.
And I need not turn back and rebuke them for what they contrive. No. God will take care of that. Mm-hmm. Liars will be found out. And you know what? God has seen fit to make sure that liars are found out. And they are found out left and right.
Yep.
So why do I need to keep turning around and dealing with people that hate me for the wrong reasons? I'm trying to tell them truth that sets them free. And if they don't like that, that's their option. Mm-hmm. That's their opportunity missed, not mine.
So you can see a picture of Miss Sweet Sophia on our Facebook at The Sons of Liberty, her in the comic book there. And also take a look at some more of the pictures. Robert Brodus, who brought us out there, is in one of the pictures there. But you also want to identify with the anointing in the room. Watch the video. It's fantastic, folks. This was a great crowd of people, a ton of veterans. We were happy to be there in Hagerstown last night, and we got another event tonight at the east side of Maryland. And you can find all that information online as well. But the Sons of Liberty on Facebook, stay posted with us. We'll keep feeding you everything that we're up to out here. Making news, do radio, not talk radio.
Amen. I was going to say something about that particular situation as well, and I totally spaced it.
I did that earlier.
That's your fault.
Yes.
It's not my fault.
No.
It's got to be.
I was the one
fault.
Who got the coffee today.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be my fault.
One of the things you have to do when you're in these meetings, too, is dispel fear. And it reminds me of MLK back in the civil rights days, which was an issue of law, not color.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember how he used to go into the churches, and he said, you might die today. And what would happen is he would bolden them by laying the cross on their back. Mm-hmm. And I just want to tell the American people in 52 countries, never take counsel from your fears. We haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and we will talk to you from Maryland live in 23 hours. We love you by what we do. See ya.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.